Unit 2. Part 1. Language Skills Development.
1. Starter. B. Listen to a passage and write down the words expressing negative feelings.
It is said that the worst enemy can be in one's family. Having been born into a family does not mean everyone in your family will treat you as family. Sometimes, some people in your family may treat you as an enemy. There are some reasons for this. One reason would be jealousy, like a brother or sister being jealous of the other's achievements, or attention one sibling is getting more than the other from their parents. Another reason would be spite, due to some family members feeling the need to hurt someone they want to see in a humble or inferior position in life. Some family members may be controlling and resent the person they are trying to control for resisting their influence over him or her. Sometimes, people just hate for no reason. Whatever the cause, no one should suffer abuse for any reason, just because it comes from someone in one's family. A family member is someone who has your best interest at heart, someone who will put your needs before his or her own, someone who loves you unconditionally, someone who accepts you with your strengths and your faults, and someone who will support you, even if he or she don't support your decisions. 2. Text. Harboring ill feelings.
There was once a little boy who dreamed of sailing around the world. He shared his dream with his mother and father, his teachers and schoolmates, his minister and his friends. But instead of embracing his dream and encouraging him to follow his heart's desire, they made fun of him, laughed at him, and belittled his vision. "You will never sail around the world," his father scoffed. "When you are of age, I will get you a job at a factory where I work, and you will follow in my footsteps." "But I don't want to follow in your footsteps. I want to sail on the open seas and visit new lands," the little boy protested. The father just laughed and shook his head, showing no faith in his son or his dream. The kids at school also made fun of him, so much so that he stopped sharing his thoughts and desires and kept them hidden within his heart, until the time arrived when he could make them a reality. It seemed that the world's thumb was pressing the boy down throughout his adolescence. Within 15 years, the boy became a man. He had worked 2 jobs night and day, saving his money so he could put a down payment on a sailboat. He answered an ad in the newspaper and set up a meeting with the owner of a sailboat at the local harbor. The young man bought the boat on site and immediately paid the down payment and signed the sales agreement. He was so happy, he began to share the news with everyone he knew. They were surprised, to say the least, and wished him well, while never admitting they were wrong. But he didn't care, because now he owned his own sailboat. The next day, he went to the harbor, intending to take his boat out on the water. When he saw official-looking men surrounding his newly purchased sailboat. The men were federal agents who were preparing to seize the boat. The man who sold the boat was a con man and drug runner, and the boat was now being confiscated in a federal drug sting operation. The young man had lost his life's savings. He was horrified. The federal agents said they would be back in the morning to take possession of the boat and left without even showing concern for the young man's loss. As the young man was leaving, the harbor master presented him with a bill in the amount of $1,200 for past docking fees owed by the previous owner. This was the last straw. The young man cursed the harbor master and left. He came back later with a can of black spray paint and painted over the sign on the boat, which displayed the boat's name, Serenity. He then wrote the new name he was now giving the boat, Ill Feelings. He got on the boat and started to sail out to sea. If he could have the boat for only one night, then he was going to sail it. The harbor master waved his arms and yelled for the young man to stop, that there was a storm coming. But the young man just cursed him again and continued heading out to sea. Sure enough, after sailing 10 miles out, a storm overtook the boat, tossing it from side to side. The young man frantically headed the boat back to shore. When he was a mile from the harbor, he radioed the harbor master and asked him to prepare for his docking. The harbor master told him no, that he wouldn't let him dock at his harbor. "Was it because of what I said?" the young man said in desperation. "No, I never hold a grudge," the harbor master said. "One thing is for sure, I never harbor ill feelings."
New words.
Harbor.
Embrace.
Belittle.
Vision.
Scoff.
Footstep.
Protest. Protest.
Faith.
Reality.
Thumb.
Adolescence.
Sailboat.
Sight.
Surround.
Federal.
Seize.
Confiscate.
Sting.
Savings.
Possession.
Harbor master.
Dock.
Straw.
Curse.
Spray.
Display.
Serenity.
Yell.
Frantically.
Desperation.
Grudge.
Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Service of an express delivery company. Mr. Hilton, a meeting planner, is in a hurry on his way to the convention service manager's office. He is wondering if the convention service manager, CSM, could help him find an express delivery company to handle the bulky meeting stuff. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Good morning, Mr. Hilton. Is there anything I can do for you?
I'm looking for an express delivery company. You know, the conference has come to a successful close, and there is bulky meeting stuff to be sent back home. Can you suggest a company to take care of it?
Yes. We have an in-house delivery service right here. We are shipping specialists and can provide you with excellent service.
Oh, that would be wonderful. We have really appreciated your service in the past, and I have trust in your staff.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. May I ask what kind of stuff you'd like to deliver?
We have the name signs of the attendees that we want to reuse at next conference, some meeting documents, and some other stuff.
That's quite a lot. But don't worry, our staff can handle them professionally and promptly. We are faster than airlines. Where do you want them delivered?
To San Francisco. Here is our address.
I see. Then how quickly do you want them delivered?
Is it possible that our headquarters will receive them in 2 days?
It depends. If the packages are ready by now, it will take less time for our employees to move. Have you packed them in advance?
No, we haven't. I wonder if you could help.
No problem. We also have professional packing staff and adequate packing facilities, but it will incur extra charge for the packing.
You may charge it and the freight rates to our master account. What are the rates for the packing and the delivery service?
Here's the price tag, Mr. Hilton. Please take a look at it. As you can see, our prices are quite competitive in the city.
Well, sure, it is reasonable. I need a guarantee that the packages will be there.
We do guarantee if you agree to the terms of delivery.
Okay, I don't see any problem.
Now please sign your name on the contract here, and here the names of the objects to be delivered. We'll send our people up to handle the packing right away.
New words.
Express.
Convention.
Bulky.
Stuff.
Conference.
In-house.
Specialist.
Attendee.
Professionally.
Promptly.
Headquarters.
Pack.
Adequate.
Incur.
Freight.
Tag.
Competitive.
Reasonable.
Contract.
Proper nouns.
Hilton.
San Francisco.
2. Pair work. Taking an express delivery service request on the phone. Reference answer. Hello, UK Same Day Express Delivery Company. How could I help you?
Hello, yes, we have some stuff which we wish to be delivered to Manchester. Can you help with it?
We'll be glad to be of any help. May I ask what kind of stuff it is?
We have 10 wheelchairs.
I see. Then how quickly do you need them delivered?
Is it possible that our customer will receive them today?
No problem. We offer same-day service.
What do you charge for it?
10 wheelchairs. You'll need a small van. That is 1.1 pounds per mile.
You may charge the freight rates to our credit card. I need a guarantee that the wheelchairs will be there today.
We do guarantee the service, designed with reliability, cost, speed, and presentation in mind. Ours is the door-to-door delivery service. May I know your name, please?
Ralph McDonald.
Yes, Mr. McDonald. Would you tell me the address where you'd like us to take the wheelchairs?
Okay. It's 506 Liverpool Road, Eccles, Manchester, M30 7HZ.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Our local delivery store will send our staff there to fetch the stuff. Thank you for calling, Mr. McDonald. Goodbye. 3. Text. How to ride the mass transit system.
How to ride a train. It's easier than you think to ride New Jersey Transit trains. Not sure which stations are closest to your origin and destination? Go to itinerary planning. Just enter your origin, destination, the date and time you wish to travel, and the customized travel information, and you'll get your point-to-point travel itinerary plus fares. If you don't know the exact street address, there are landmark options for popular destinations. Buy your ticket. Most rail stations have ticket offices or ticket vending machines, TVMs, available. TVMs are easy to use. Simply follow the on-screen instructions. TVMs accept cash, debit cards, and credit cards, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa. Just select the stations you are planning to travel from and to. All that's left to do is buy your ticket and get ready to board the train. Please note that if you purchase tickets on board your train when a ticket office is open or a ticket vending machine is available, you will pay a $5 surcharge. Boarding your train. The tracks at your local station are marked with directional signs on the platforms. At larger stations, where trains board from several tracks, you may determine your train track by checking the departure board or TV monitors. For your safety, while waiting for your train to arrive, stand behind the yellow safety line. Please wait until the train has come to a complete stop before attempting to board or detrain. Please watch your step when boarding or detraining. There is a space between the train and the platform. If you need assistance, please ask a train crew member for help. How to ride a bus. Find your bus stop. It's best to arrive at your bus stop at least 5 minutes before your bus is due. A bus stop sign usually indicates bus stops. You should hail a bus at these locations along the designated route. To hail a bus, simply signal by waving to the driver as the bus approaches. Boarding and riding the bus. When you board, tell the driver where you are going and deposit the required bus fare. Most local buses require exact change in coins or $1 bills. When the bus approaches your stop, alert the bus driver by pressing the signal tape above and between the side windows. An audible bell and sign at the front of the bus will indicate that a stop has been requested. Gather your personal items and wait for the bus to come to a complete stop before getting off. Exit through the rear door to allow room for passengers boarding at the front. Step away from the bus and wait until it leaves before crossing the street. Never cross in front of the bus unless it's stopped at a red light. Luggage on New Jersey Transit buses. Luggage will not be checked, and the company is not responsible for articles left behind. New Jersey Transit is not responsible for damage to luggage placed in underfloor storage compartments. Bus passengers traveling on vehicles with underfloor storage may store up to 2 items of conventional size. No single piece may exceed 30 pounds. Passengers wishing to load or unload their luggage may do so at terminals and along routes. New Jersey Transit reserves the right to deny permission to load or unload luggage at any location where it may jeopardize the safety of the passenger, bus operator, or bus. Passengers traveling on vehicles without underfloor storage will be permitted to bring up to 2 pieces of baggage aboard, provided it can fit safely and securely in the overhead parcel racks or on the passenger's lap. Baggage may not block aisles or be placed on empty seats or cause inconvenience to other passengers. How to ride light rail. Boarding and riding light rail. It's best to arrive at your boarding station at least 5 minutes before its arrival time. Before boarding the light rail car, you must buy a ticket from a ticket vending machine. New Jersey Transit light rail systems utilize a proof of payment fare collection system. A timestamp ticket, monthly pass, transfers, or continuing trip ticket receipt is considered proof of payment. Before boarding the light rail car, be sure to timestamp your one-way ticket. Violators are subject to a fine. Repeat offenders are subject to criminal charges. Monthly passes do not need to be timestamped. New Jersey Transit fare enforcement officers will make random inspections. Remember to keep your ticket handy, as you may be asked to show your ticket more than once during your trip. Please wait until the light rail car comes to a complete stop before attempting to board or detrain. Press the green button on the outside or inside door panel to open the door.
New words.
Mass.
Transit.
Origin.
Plus.
Landmark.
Option.
Vend.
On screen.
Debit.
Board.
Surcharge.
Directional.
Platform.
Detrain.
Assistance.
Do.
Hail.
Designate.
Route.
Deposit.
Alert.
Audible.
Rear.
Underfloor.
Storage.
Compartment.
Vehicle.
Conventional.
Terminal.
Permission.
Jeopardize.
Securely.
Parcel.
Block.
Inconvenience.
Utilize.
Time stamped.
Receipt.
Violator.
Subject.
Offender.
Criminal.
Random.
Inspection.
Proper nouns.
New Jersey Transit.
Ticket office.
Ticket vending machine.
American Express.
Discover.
MasterCard.
Visa.
Part 3. Enhancement of Language Abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the intonation of the following dialogues.
1. May I help you?
Yes. I want a super burger, fries, and a large Coke.
Is there anything else?
Do you have any ketchup?
It's on the service counter.
2. Have you tried cooking ravioli?
Yes. I made it last Saturday.
3. Did he bring his money?
No, he forgot it.
4. Does this bus go past the exhibition center?
No, not this bus.
5. Can I cash a check here?
Do you have an account with us?
Yes, I have a checking account here.
6. Did you enjoy foreign languages at school?
Yes, I liked French and German best.
Are you quite fluent in those now?
A bit rusty now.
Do you like to add Italian as well?
Italian? Yes.
B. Read the following and pay attention to the intonation.
1. Do you have your passport?
Yes. Here it is.
2. Could you tell us how to get to the conference center, please?
Yes, certainly.
3. Could I see one more proof of your identification?
Will a driver's license do?
Yes, that'd be fine.
4. Is the traffic very heavy at this time of the day?
Yes, it is very heavy.
5. Is there any water in the flask?
Yes, there is.
6. Shall I wait for you?
No, you go ahead. 7. A joke. What's that string tied around your finger for? Mother put it there to remind me to mail a letter for her. And did you mail it? No. She forgot to give it to me.